All right, let's get right to it. Another story that was crazy this weekend that got lots of attention. A lot of white people really upset this weekend with this Associated Press study that talked about how anti-black feelings have increased since the election of President Barack Obama. So we turn to the race ethnicity editor for the Associated Press, Sonia Ross. Hey, Sonia, good morning.
Good morning, Roland. How are you?
All right. A lot of white folks across the country a little bit upset with the AP. And this study breaks down that not only have the anti-black feelings increased, anti-Hispanic feelings have increased. So what's the deal? How did you guys measure this?
Well, you know, we did a similar poll 4 years ago right before the election just to gauge these sentiments because people are not quite so honest in talking about race. They tend to clean it up, you know. And at the same time, they're a lot more honest when communicating online. So we figured, hey, let's take a subject they may not really talk about and compare it with, I mean, combine it with a technique where they're designed to be honest and see what comes out of it.
Do you find that more people are not voting for Romney, but voting against Mr. Obama? You see what I'm talking about?
Well, we wanted to get past just the voting and look at the attitudes that drive the actions, you know, and deal with how people think and feel, whether they even realize they're doing it. What some of the leading researchers in this area call subconscious bias. And that's why it was important for us to do this kind of polling. We also had a couple of interim polls between 2008 and now, in 2009, in 2010, and in 2011. So it's not like we're coming out of the box with something that we don't know what we're talking about or haven't gathered before.
And one thing jumps out in this poll, you said that the race issue could cost the president 5% overall across the country. But because of pro-black feelings also being up, that was at 3%. So really, you're looking at a net loss of 2%. In a very close election, 2% can make a serious difference.
Exactly. 537 votes can make a difference, as we've learned. In this So, yes, 2% can be a lot of votes that the president loses. We also have an analysis out today. I don't know if you've had a chance to look at it or not. That sort of scrutinizes how the president is doing in the battleground states, the states with the big electoral prizes, and the electoral vote is trending in his favor. He's poised right at about 270 or 271. That's not to say we know for sure he's
right.
Going to
be, right.
But it's leaning in his favor.
Who's so, in the lines? Who's in the early voting lines? The long lines across the country. Who's voting?
I can't speak for those states, but I can tell you that I live in the great, lovely state of Maryland.
Yeah.
I tried twice to vote over the weekend, and the line was like something for boarding call on Noah's Ark.
Yes, that's a great thing.
I could not get near the building. The line was going in both directions from Saturday morning through yesterday evening. I just couldn't
Were there a lot of black people in line?
I live in Bowie, Maryland. Of course there were a lot of
people. That's all there was. Sonia,
is there a slavery referendum? I mean, we are in there.
I saw you on Roland's show yesterday. You were talking about women being a little sneaky in their responses and things like that. But was there any sneakiness or trickiness? Did you sense any in the responses that you got in this poll?
From women voters?
No, just from people in general. I mean, because you said they tend to be a little bit more honest, but was there a sense of any kind of trickiness or sneakiness in their responses?
Well, no, not really. It's just that we had to have them answer these questions in a certain way, like give their opinions on how they view blacks, whites, or Hispanics using terms such as lazy or hard work or friendly and things like that. And that's where the honesty came in.
So all right, Sonia.
You're not in a position to control that.
All right. Sonia Ross, great job. We appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right.